You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The thing that most surprised me was the number of statues in the park that I had walked by without paying any attention to.
We're in New York's Central Park with author and photographer Moby Mudge. Over time, he began paying special attention to the park's 60 statues by photographing them. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
As you walk by a statue, the questions just scream at you. Why is this statue there? Who put it there? Why were they inspired to fund the creation of this statue? Who was the sculptor? And where is the story and the history of the park, New York City, the country, even the world?
One story that's weaved its spell over Central Park is Alice in Wonderland. There are two statues here with an Alice-inspired theme.
Each of the statues honored a woman, a very different woman. The Sophie Irene Loeb Fountain honored a journalist and social worker in the city who campaigned on behalf of widows and destitute children. The Margarita Delacorte Memorial honored the wife of a very successful businessman and very generous philanthropist.
The popular Delacorte statue was inspired by the drawings of Sir John Tenniel in the Alice books, but with a twist.
One of the wood carvings has the caterpillar sitting on top of a mushroom, looking down at Alice, saying contemptuously, "Who are you?" Now, in the statue, Alice is on top of the mushroom. She's queen of the mushroom, if not the park, and the caterpillar grovels on the ground behind her.
Moby Mudge is the author of Alice in Central Park, Statues in Wonderland. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.